Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
I constantly hear from people that they can't lose weight. The diets don't work. Nothing works. They're born fat. And this is just absolutely not true. And I wanted to be able to help everyone discover the best way for them to lose weight. And I discovered that the best way to do that was to build an app that personalizes your experience in order to get you in the best shape of your life. No matter what level you're starting at, no matter what your dietary restrictions, no matter what your physical limitations, no matter what your level of fitness, I can build a personalized program that will help you reach your goals once and for all. There's a reason that my app has over 4,000 five-star reviews and countless success stories from people who used the MyFitness app to achieve their goals. You already know I know what I'm doing, and that's why you're listening to this show. So you know what? Try it for free for 7 days. All you have to do is click the link in the show notes or just visit JillianMichaels.com.
Hello, Cindy.
Hello, everyone tuning in.
Audience.
Hello.
What's going on?
I think I have a little laughter asthma. We just had a big laughing fit in here. I'm back. Cleared that out.
Cindy wanted to do a Thanksgiving segment.
Yes, because Thanksgiving is this week when this airs. Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, it's a time when a lot of families get together and a lot of friends get together. Okay. And if you're getting together with your family, for some people, that's difficult.
Oh, I thought you wanted it to be like choose the white meat turkey.
Yeah. No. And if you're getting together with your family, make sure that you don't eat stuffing and
white
make sure
meat,
hell,
guys.
Yeah. Eat it all. That's what I can say. Eat everything.
No.
Fill your
green
plates.
Beans instead of casseroles.
Why waste any of that space in your stomach on green beans? Stuffing with a little Romano cheese and mushrooms.
God.
Yeah, it's good stuff. That's the day.
But I hate mushrooms. Are you a mushroom eater?
Oh, I love mushrooms.
God, I hate those things.
Oh, no, I chop them up in the stuffing and with a lot of cheese, egg, chicken broth, and that's it.
Yucko. They're so like good. Slimy rubber. Hate them.
You can't even tell. Actually, for years, I made the stuffing only with mushroom stems because I thought that for some reason was what you're supposed to put in them. It turns out you put in the mushroom stems because you've pulled them off the mushroom caps that you've made stuffed mushrooms out of.
Oh.
So rather than throw them away, my mother used to just put them in the stuffing.
Oh.
So when I handed that recipe over to someone else, I said, and only use the stems.
Wow.
Don't ask questions. Don't ask why. Just the stems.
Fair.
But
yeah.
The other thing
that there's something you want to talk
about? Sometimes gets passed over in Thanksgiving is what people are thankful for.
Oh.
Because.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, families are so dysfunctional. Like, here's the hotline. No, not that either. Sorry. Okay. All right. So yes, it's a gratitude segment.
Yeah, well, I expect a lot. We'll get a lot of emails after Thanksgiving.
I am thankful for my little dog.
Aww.
My little dog that is not allowed to be in this studio.
We're going
to
find a studio.
We've
seven.
So you know what I'm not thankful for? That!
Yeah.
I'm not thankful for that, Cindy!
I think I have found a solution to that where seven would be more than welcome. In fact, even Stella the pig would probably be welcomed at the place I found.
Shuggy. All right.
Says a lot for what that place looked like. But
fair.
Yes.
All right. Well, I am thankful for my little dog. What are you thankful for?
That's it.
I mean, mostly?
Short and sweet.
Let's see. I am... No, I mean, come on now. We have to run through all the ways my life is amazing. I mean, do we really? We'll be here all day. Thankful for being me. I'm thankful for. Oh my God, I'm so rich and fabulous and famous. I can't say how grateful I am. I'm just so grateful for being so great. My life is so good and everyone else isn't, so I'm so thankful. I'm always weird with gratitude, man.
I can tell because not that anyone can see this, but you're now you're playing with a ring.
My Lucky Jack bottle cap.
With your bottle cap.
No, I've just switched
like a little kid would be like when they have their fingers working on something together. You could tell she's very uncomfortable with this question.
I feel bad. I've always felt like the world is. It's funny. I was talking to somebody the other day, who was talking to me about like making money, and I need to make a lot of money, right? And I was like, I do good. I'm fine. And she's like, no, you're going to need to make a lot of money. And I was like, I'm good. And she's like, I want you to think of the money like a tree that has branches that it's going to reach out and touch a lot of people. And I mean, like, you can read into this whatever you will, but she was like, you know, for you to do what you're going to need to do, like, in the next part of your life, like, you're going to need a lot of money. And it's interesting because I've always thought, like, oh, I would love to do, like, this or this, but it's going to take a lot of money. So I was like, all right, that's interesting. But I have often like felt so guilty, which is not the appropriate feeling, right? But I've known even since I was really little that the world is just so painfully unfair.
Mm-hmm.
So painfully unfair. And I remember as a little kid, for some reason, laying in my bed in our house in white suburbia, thinking like, is someone going to stab me in a parking lot when I'm older? Because there's just no way that I could be this lucky and other people are not, you know, based on just kind of like having a bed, having a, you know, living in America, like having all these privileges that I didn't earn. Like I've always, this is a weird spin on it, but like I've always been very aware of how unfair the world is and how like, I'm just going to say luck because, again, like I didn't earn being born here. If I was born in any other part of the world, I'd probably be dead, which or like any like 80% of the world, I'd probably be dead. Being Arab, Jew, homo, black kid, brown kid, like. So that's one of the reasons like the refugee crisis is so close to me because I'm like, Jesus, you know, I'm just like these people. And I just got lucky. So I don't know. I do have weird issues with gratitude, but I guess it's like if I work to embrace it more and continue to try to share more and make the world more fair, let's say to whom much is given, much is required. So yeah, you're right, though. It's a weird thing for me.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, Thanksgiving itself being, forget about the history of
I know, right? And we killed a bunch of Native Americans.
Odd enough, but.
I didn't. My ancestors were not on that ship. But I just mentioned I am an Arab Jew. No.
But I mean, it's
even
like.
Even though I'm not religious.
Even when it's become now is sitting, or it's the time in November that we sit with family and eat the same food as the rest of the world, the rest of our country is supposedly eating with slight variations on it.
Right.
Which I always found kind of bizarrely interesting. Like,
I never even thought about that.
Everybody's eating turkey, unless the vegetarians are just eating the sides. But, you know, and we did turn it into what are you thankful for?
That's true. You're right.
Thanksgiving. And if you take away the history of it, of how, you know, how where it started and just go to what it's become, it's actually a pretty nice thing.
No, you're not wrong.
Because it is a time to get together with a group, no matter how small that group is. And yeah. I've had groups as small as 3 and groups as large as 23.
Yeah, me too.
You know, and actually, probably 1 year, it was as much as 53.
It's 503.
In fact, there are only 3. We had to kick somebody out because we would have made it 4. But it's an interesting time because we're not all that reflective all the time. So if you can take it as a time to reflect, like you just did,
true.
It's not such a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Reflection, Jake. Are you reflecting?
I got kind of stuck on what, you know, how the same way that you are with, like, excuse me, how being painfully aware of, like, how unfair life is. And, like, that subject gets me often. I think about that a lot.
I'm
straight, 6'2½", white. Like, yeah, I'm Jewish, but, sorry, I'm going to turn my mic louder.
I know, we live in the city, though, where, like, doesn't matter.
I have every single privilege that you can possibly have, you know? And I always feel like, there's a sense of guilt attached to that, like, oh my God, am I doing enough for other people? Am I doing enough for myself? Am I wasting this privilege? Like, things like that.
I know.
And then just looking around at, like, even close friends of mine that don't have the same privilege that are, they don't even think about it. But to me, it's just like, damn, I see little things that people say and do, and it's just like, I don't know. That's what consumes
I know, it's tough. You feel guilty, like, taking the, yeah, I know. But maybe, you know, one of the things that people do who are fortunate is they'll go to, like, food banks.
Yeah.
You know, we always did as a family. Like, every Christmas was either adopt a family or when a contestant I used to work with on Biggest Loser named Shay Sorrells, she ran a home for foster care kids. And then I don't know why, but it's no longer funded, so it doesn't exist anymore. But we used to take groups of the kids and bring them presents. And maybe, you know, if you find that you are so fortunate, like, maybe we can, for those of us that are extremely fortunate and in a good position, we make it about giving back.
Yeah.
You know, and if that's not the case, like, that's okay. You know, make it about, maybe it's about receiving or allowing people to give to you, or I don't know. It's a sensitive subject, though, Cindy.
It is. It absolutely is. I think it. Part of it being the history of Thanksgiving, and another part of it being family dynamics again, that coming up. And
And the white meat is always dry.
Quip wants you to know the one thing that matters most for your dental care is pretty simple. If you've got good habits, you're all set. That means you brush for 2 minutes twice a day and floss. And Quip makes it easy with an electric toothbrush that has sensitive sonic vibrations and a built-in timer with 30-second pulses to give a full and even clean. And Quip's refillable floss dispenser comes with pre-marked string to help you use just enough. Plus, Quip delivers fresh brush heads, floss, and anti-cavity toothpaste refills to your door every 3 months with free shipping so your routine isn't interrupted. Join over 3 million healthy mouths and get Quip today, starting at $25. And if you go to getquip.com/Jillian right now, you'll get your first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/Jillian, spelled GETQUIP.com/Jillian. Quip. the Good Habits Company. I'm obsessed with my Brooklinen sheets, and now Brooklinen has essentials like towels, shower curtains, bath mats, robes, and ultra-soft loungewear. All luxury products without the luxury markup. Softness, comfort, essentials to help you relax. Brooklinen has it all. Brooklinen.com is having their biggest sale ever, and it's happening right now for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Hello. And they're so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get access to their biggest event ever and free shipping is to go to brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com before December 3rd. And if you're just hearing this and it's post Black Friday, Cyber Monday, you can still use the promo code Jillian at brooklinen.com for 10% off and free shipping anytime. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life.
Oh, Cindy. This is a segment too, not an opener. So I really don't need to do that sigh.
Like, oh, girl. So much to talk about. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't need to do that.
What a day. What a day.
Yeah. I thought, we've done this before. That's a thing. You can't really reinvent the wheel. But I just keep seeing, like, I just need a simple way to lose weight. I just need quick. I just need easy. I just need simple. And I don't want to tell you that it shouldn't be simple. It should. Easy? I can't make that promise, right? Like, losing weight's not easy. Eating a pizza's easy. But, and exercise, like, I can make it simple for you. So I thought, all right, what kind of, like, basic lifestyle changes can I give you that'll make sense? Or not make sense, but give you results over time, right? Like, just little things. And it also makes me want to address this concept of time. Because it's so cute. A lot of my girlfriend's friends are like, who haven't met me, right? Who are like in town from New York. They're like, I just want to ask Jill about, you know, but like, and she's like, baby, can you talk to so-and-so? Almost all of them. And I go through kind of the calories in, calories out, explain the science, like, you know, how to get. And they're all on a mission. And I kind of am like, I mean, do you remember January? And they're like, oh, my God, this year went by so fast. Right. And I'm like, yeah, right. So fast. Like, we could blink our eyes and it will be fall of 2020. And you could be 50 pounds lighter, or we could blink our eyes and it'll be fall of 2020 and you could be 10 pounds heavier. So try not to get caught up in, like, right now, how fast, how soon, because time is going to pass. Time's going to fly. So even if we did 1 pound a week over a year, that's 52 pounds. And pounds you're not gaining. Even if it's 5, even if it's 10, if you're overweight, it's likely you're gradually packing that on over the years. So that's 62 pounds, most likely, the 10 you didn't gain or the 5 you didn't gain and the 1 pound a week that you lost. That's a hell of a big difference in a year. And it was January yesterday. I was just with my girlfriend in Japan for New Year's. So chill. Chill. We've got nothing but time. Now, again, I can't make this easy in that you still got to move your body. You still got to be mindful of what you eat. But it's not impossibly hard. I can make it simple. Don't overeat, right? Don't eat too much. Count calories. Once you start counting calories, it's like, you know, an egg's 80 calories. We eat the same couple of things for breakfast. I have books and books and books on how to do this. But, like, some simple things that are kind of no-brainers, like, don't drink calories. Like, who does that? But it's becoming a thing. That's the problem.
You mean, like, I'm not going to eat because I'm going to drink instead? Or
no, I mean, like, we've got all these beverages masquerading as being healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Like kombucha. And Jake, I know you love kombucha.
Oh, no, I stopped drinking kombucha.
It's like 150 calories worth of sugar.
I stopped because I think I realized it was tearing up my stomach regardless of providing me with the probiotics. So I just take the pills now.
Yeah, like I was looking at, like,
Yeah, exactly. Take a probiotic. Mm. Have some yogurt in one of your meals. Like, I don't need to get sued by a kombucha company, but if you're trying to lose weight, there's no reason you should be drinking 150 calories worth of sugar. Mm. I mean, it's just crazy. It's like, it's just a, why? Juice. Oh, it's so healthy. These cold pressed juices. There's like a hundred and freaking, there's more than a Coke. Like, I was looking at, like, we have a competitor for Lucky Jack called Rise, right? And so my guys were, like, wanting to kind of do some of those SKUs of, like, the lattes. It's an 8-ounce can, this product. And, I mean, I don't want to get sued, so I want to be real specific about this. But it's like, oh, we're organic, you know, whatever. I looked at the product, and it's 7 ounces. A Coke is 12. Mm. It's a 7-ounce drink, 130 calories for a coffee.
Wow.
130 calories for 7 ounces. That means, ounce for ounce, this has more crap in it, more sugar, or like more calories, actually, than a soda. How is that possible? And it's like, oh, it's organic coffee. Yeah, but I mean, so again, like you're looking at these things and it's like, oh, organic coffee, oh, organic juice, oh, organic kombucha. But it's the new soda.
Yeah. I mean, you have to read labels.
From a calorie perspective and a sugar perspective, I mean, that's what you're looking at. So, you know, guys, like I get this all the time. I eat healthy. I was just talking to someone the other day. I eat healthy. And I was like, okay, what does that mean? And I mean, dude, like any person who says that to me, I heard the word avocado, right? And it's like, okay, but just an avocado is like a crazy amount of calories. Doesn't mean it's not a healthy fat. Or have micronutrients, you know, vitamins, minerals, fiber, but it's very high in calories. You cannot overconsume it. And so one of the simplest things, dude, is like, I mean, not to be a selfish asshole, but I'm looking right at my triple jack here. Do you know how many calories are in my 11-ounce triple jack? 5. Mm. And then, you know what? You want to put a cube of sugar in it? That's 14 calories. You've now at 19. It's a lot better for, by the way, 11 ounces. That's a lot better than 130 calories for 7. You want to put a splash of milk in it? Okay, bring it to 20 calories. But guys, don't drink your calories. Do not. Don't do it. So, you know, have a La Croix. Have a sparkling water, put some fruit, whatever. But don't drink things that are loaded with sugar masquerading as being a health food. They're not. It's not. Okay. Stand. We've talked about this and we've talked about this and we've talked about this. Stand up. Why are you not standing? We're not standing now. We should be standing.
I realized. I don't think I've stood up at all and my watch is on Do Not Disturb, so it's not even reminding
right?
me.
Right? Yep. I mean, stand at the doctor's office. Like, stand. I know that it's not going to take the place of exercise. I'm the queen of saying that's not enough, but standing burns 1.5 times the calories of sitting. It's better for your posture. It's better for your circulation. It's better for your bone density. It's better for your entire body overall. Stand up instead of sit. Whenever you can, get a standing desk. Do it. Okay. What else can we do that's easy? And like, I'm just going to be transparent. Download my app. Don't pay for it. I don't care. Download. Well, I mean, I care. I wish you'd pay for it. But hold on. But we have free 7-minute workouts every day. Free. 7 minutes. And I mean, do I want you to do 10? Sure. Do I want you to do 20? Yeah. But I'll take 7. If that's what it takes to get you going, I'll take 7 minutes. Like, download it. Do it for free. It costs you nothing. My Fitness by Jillian Michaels. Download it and just work out every day with me for 7 minutes. And then, you know what? If you don't have the money, like, awesome. Do a 3-minute little cardio warm-up. Do my little 7-minute workout. We're at 10 minutes. I'll take 10 minutes every day. I'll take 10 minutes 5 times a week. I'll take 10 minutes over nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like, if it's like, stand, don't drink calories, you know, give me this little 7 minutes. Like, I can give you 3 super simple things that over the course of the year will matter.
And chances are, once you start doing them, you'll start doing more of other things.
Yeah.
It sort of begets the next step.
Yeah, yeah, it does. It's like it lends itself to healthier habits. Cindy?
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you made a dinner you were proud of? Well, with Blue Apron, you're not just cooking, you're creating. Blue Apron offers flexible menu options, ever-changing chef design recipes, and perfectly proportioned ingredients delivered right to your door, so the hard parts are done and cooking isn't a burden anymore. And one of the things that impressed me the most was that the recipes have been easy to follow and my meals come out looking and tasting like I'm a super talented chef. I've even tried recipes I would never have had the courage to, like the fish dishes, Parmesan cod, amazing. Sauces that seem like they'd be difficult aren't at all. I made an apple sage pan sauce and it was easy and a huge hit. Blue Apron believes that cooking matters. Don't have it delivered or pre-cooked or picked up. Cook it once a week, once a month, or at least once more than you do now. Check out this week's menu and get $60 off when you visit blueapron.com/Jillian. That's blueapron.com/Jillian. Blue Apron. Just cook. The makers of Perfect Bar, the original refrigerated protein bar, has your holiday car rides covered this season with their Perfect Kids line of fresh-from-the-fridge snacks. They have freshly ground peanut butter, up to 8 grams of whole food protein, 8 organic superfoods handpicked for kids' nutritional needs, and a cookie dough texture they love. They're also organic, non-GMO, project verified, gluten-free, soy-free, kosher, and low GI. Perfect Kids bars are kept refrigerated, but they're also good for up to 1 week out of the fridge. And if you're looking for a snack to help you survive the holidays, check out Perfect Bar's full-size protein bars like my favorite coconut peanut butter. Right now, Perfect Bar is offering you 15% off your online order. Just go to perfectbar.com/Jillian and shop their refrigerated snacks at perfectbar.com/Jillian today to get 15% off your order. So be ready this season with Perfect Kids. Go to perfectbar.com/Jillian to stock up and save 15%.
I know it's going to come as a big surprise to you, Jillian, but we have a caller on the line and it's Jordan. Hi, Jordan.
Hi, Jordan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, bud. What's going on?
So I'm on my school's men's rowing team.
Okay.
And our coach wants us to all go vegan. So he watched the documentary and told us to watch it. After we watched it, he gave us 3 days to go completely vegan. And part of the problem was we had a race a few weeks ago and one of the guys got really lightheaded. So a parent gave him a bagel with cream cheese. And our coach made the kids spit out the bagel because it's not vegan.
Oh, God.
So the guys want me to talk to our coach and come up with a plan for him so that way he'll listen to us and work with us so that we don't have to flip a switch and be vegan right away, but work into it.
Okay. All right. So there's so many things to address here. The way that people eat is very much like a religion. And what I mean is, like, I, for example, on my app, right, I have like 8 different meal plans. Personally, yeah. I'm an omnivore. But the reason I'll have like, okay, vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian, omnivore. I do not believe in keto. I even created a keto diet with a doctor. That's a 30-day program only because people are so interested in it. I was like, I can't. I have to respect that they're going to do it. How can we give them the healthiest version of it, right? So I take the science of calories in, calories out, and the science of quality foods, not chemicals. And then I go, all right, you know, you're vegan because maybe you love animals or you're vegan because you're an environmentalist. Fair. Like, this is how we do, you know, I work with a registered dietitian. This is how we're going to do this diet as healthily as we possibly can. Okay, you have this allergy, you're gluten intolerant. Like, this is how we're going to do that. So even I, who has been in this business for 2 decades and I am a certified nutritionist, but I work with multiple registered dietitians that have advanced degrees in this, And I worked with endocrinologists who are friggin' doctors. I mean, I have access to the best of the best, and I have been studying this stuff for 20 years. So do I have pretty strong opinions about, you know, what macronutrients people should be consuming? Yes, and personally, all the science that I have studied shows that we should be omnivores, and we don't need a ton of meat, but, you know, clean meat in moderation, and there are reasons behind it, which we can discuss, but the fact that this guy is trying to push his beliefs onto people is unacceptable. He can express them just like I do, and yep, he can make recommendations just like I do, but it is absolutely unethical. I'm surprised it's even allowed within the school for him to be mandating this. He's in no position to do so.
Yeah. It's more so when we're around him that he really enforces it.
But it's not his place. He's also not correct. But that's I mean, I could take him on that. But like, it's not his place to be doing that. He doesn't get to enforce his beliefs. It's like, when I'm with you, you believe in Buddha. What? Like, you're going to believe in who you believe in. You know, you might be an atheist, you might believe in Jesus, you might believe in Buddha, you might be, who knows, Muslim. That's up to you. And he has to respect that. So he can coach these people, and as an athlete, that's his job, but he's not there to dictate what people can eat. He just is not. I mean, for God's sake, Michael Phelps is eating McDonald's. I'm not suggesting anybody should, but I'm saying if Michael Phelps' coach didn't kick him off the team for not being vegan? Like, I don't know. You know, it's like, maybe your guy shouldn't either. And has anybody spoken to this guy? Or he's just...
We've tried to, but he won't really hear people out unless they have, like, a plan or an idea.
What? What does that even mean?
You can't just go to him and say, like, I don't like that we're doing this. You have to say, I would prefer we do this, this, and this.
Fair. I would approach him as individuals. And I would say, like, I am willing to absolutely, like, follow your instruction as my coach in this sport. But, you know, my training regimen and my form and all of that. But I eat this way. It's better for my body because, number one, I enjoy these foods more. It allows me to, you know, whatever, X, Y, and Z. I feel all these ways. And, I mean, look, I can tell you what personally my concerns are with a vegan diet. It's a little bit harder on women than it is on men, right? Because we run the risk of becoming anemic. So every month we lose iron, and plant iron is non-heme iron. So this can lead to fatigue, anemia, which has all kinds of other, you know, implications with regard to immunity and fending off sickness. And it just can, it just does. And I have tried to go vegan pretty, like, intensely twice because I love animals. And I'm like, oh, God, Jill, like, you should be able to do this. Like, you should have the discipline to do this. It's better for the planet, right? And, dude, I mean, I have tried and tried and tried and tried to do it. I get sick every time. Instantly, my endocrinologist is like, you're anemic again. I mean, I'm like, all right, forget it. I mean, even my dermatologist was like, are you vegan? Like, the first time I went to him, and I was like, well, I mean, I have been for like 6 months. And he's like, your skin, it just, you're not getting the collagen. Think about this for a second. Your body is made up of so many different forms of collagen, from the lining of your intestines to your hair, skin, and nails, right? That's why when I recommend a collagen supplement, we're talking about a multi-collagen. If you're not eating animal proteins, you're not even getting the collagen for your joints, your intestinal lining, which is why some people are saying, like, that it can increase the risk of leaky gut syndrome. It can cause hormone disruptions if you're not meticulous about avoiding a lot of those vegan foods, which are very high in genetically modified soy. So if you're not, like, really eating meticulously and spending a lot of money and a lot of time, when you go to, like, get something that's, quote, vegan, the substitutes are almost always, especially if you're out, like, like Impossible Burger, right? Or Beyond Meat. They're heavily processed foods. So,
yeah.
You know, he's like, oh, I'll get the Impossible Burger instead of the grass-fed burger. Like, to be honest, the grass-fed burger is going to be better for you. So that's another problem. You're not going to get the omega-3 fatty acids from fish oils, which has been linked to everything from heart health to cognitive function to fighting depression. You're not going to get B12, which is available only in animal products. I mean, it's just like, it just goes on and on and on from like the fact that like it could affect your mineral absorption because of plant foods that contain more phytic acid that can block things like zinc. I mean, I could go on and on and on. And I don't want to. I would love to be a vegan. When I tell you I'm an animal lover, I mean, like, I literally will pick up a wasp and put it outside with a cup and a piece of paper. Like, I try not to kill anything. But when I look at physical health, there is no denying that especially women, because we bleed every month, do better with a little bit of healthy animal products in our diet. So I can make a case for you right there, right? You can play this for him. So,
yeah.
I mean, the issue is that, sure, if you're going to McDonald's every day or you're getting all processed meats with hormones and antibiotics and all this crap, yes, it's, you know, and you're eating all, you know, oh, the oceans are filled, the fish have mercury, whatever. But, dude, if you were like, all right, well, I'm going to have ocean-caught salmon one night, and, you know, maybe I'll have a grass-fed burger, no hormones, no antibiotics, organic, another night. And then I'll have fermented dairy for the probiotics. I mean, you could have kimchi, which is, in my opinion, gross, but you could do it.
Yeah, right? I don't like
miso.
That.
But it's like, it's making everyone's life hell. And I could give him a million reasons why it isn't healthier, and I could bring at least 10 doctors to the table to argue that point. So what you have to understand is that somebody making a documentary is only going to show you one part of the puzzle. They're not going to go, like keto people, right? Oh my God, I reversed my type 2 diabetes, and I lost 50 pounds. And it's like, yeah, all right, let's look at what happens to your liver and the function of your cells and your thyroid when the body is ketotic for an extended period of time. Do you think they ever show you that? Nope. But I can take weight off of you, and I can reverse type 2 diabetes with exercise and common sense eating. So documentaries are often very one-sided, right? They're there to prove a point. I don't have a point to prove. I'm not keto. I'm not vegan. I am omnivore. I don't sell an omnivore diet. Like, I have all those meal plans on my website. I mean, literally on my app, they're all there. Because I'm like, all right, people are going to be vegan. So how am I going to get them as much iron as I can and improve their iron absorption? So I'll sit with a registered dietitian and go, all right, we should put tangerines in the spinach salad because the vitamin C will improve their iron absorption. Like, I am going to do my best to make sure that vegan is getting probiotics, to make sure they're getting the best possible iron absorption, the best mineral absorption. I'm going to look at all the pitfalls and do my absolute best to make sure that, you know, we're mitigating those things, be it a keto diet or a vegan diet or whatever. But if you need a case, there's one, okay? What's not okay is this guy telling everybody what religion they should be. And that's a bigger conversation. So, look, you can go up to him as a diplomat and say, look, coach, you know, you can't really do this. And I would approach him as a team because there's strength in numbers. But at the end of the day, if you go above him, he will lose this battle.
Yeah,
that is literally like telling a person they need to believe in Jesus if they're Buddhist. You cannot dictate that. That's against your freedoms as an American. You can't do it. I've never heard of it. Never. Can make recommendations, but you cannot do that, dude. So it's a battle he'll lose. And I would approach on every level. So I would approach it with him as a team, literally. So there's strength in numbers. And if he rages or he kicks anyone off the team, you go above him.
Okay.
You go above him. And he will lose that battle, I promise you. And it would be such a thing, forcing people to go vegan against their will, that they would kick them off a sports team. That's like national news kind of shit. You cannot do that shit. Not a chance.
So he didn't really say like we'd be kicked off. He just had the one kid spit the food out.
No. He doesn't tell people to spit food out. I mean, I have on Biggest Loser, but he does not. He does not. You know, I mean, it's like, no. He doesn't get to do that shit. Absolutely not. No. So as a team, you know, you could literally line up just the points I made on with you right now. You could. That's not including the fact that it's like, I don't like it. It's hard for me to afford these foods. It'll be hard for me to buy these foods. I don't want kimchi. I want probiotics. Like, it's just no. And I literally didn't even, I didn't scrape the surface. Like, I barely scraped the surface on some of the concerns. And dude, I would love to tell you otherwise. Again, I would love to make a case for everyone to be vegan because it's better for the planet and less animals die. But I'm just telling you from a health perspective, it's not the best option. I support everyone who does it because you're taking the hit for the rest of us. But, you know, it's...
Yeah.
No. You get your team together and you approach this guy as a group. And if he does anything shitty to you, go over his head. But don't threaten him. Right. First, start out diplomatically.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye. The only one allowed to be mandating diets is me. And I don't even do that. Okay, guys, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you get it weekly. You don't even have to think about it. On iTunes or Spotify or wherever else you're listening.